Look at this. They were in Lystra. Verse 8. Are you there? Acts 14, 8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Wow. Wouldn't it be great to see somebody who had never walked get up and walk? The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Notice what started this miracle. They heard Paul speak. And look what happened. And said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of the Lycaonia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. They saw these things going on at the hands of men, and here's what they thought. Whoo, the gods have come down looking like men. And the whole time, that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be walking around like gods, looking like men. Manifestations coming out of our lives. Here's a Paul doing just what Jesus has done. Don't fight with that anymore. Jesus is our example. And everything that he did, we're supposed to be able to do. And all of creation is waiting for the sons of God to show up and start walking and living like Jesus. Okay, follow me carefully now. How do you know that Jesus was not operating like God? Now, these are some key things that are going to come up. 18 minutes, want to have it done. James chapter 1. Listen to me carefully. Oh, let liberty ring in your spirit this morning as you hear this. Let liberty ring in your spirit this morning. How do you know it is never my intention to come out here to offend you? But how many of you know when you grow up, I can't offend you? You make your mind up, you can't get offended. Once you make your mind up, I ain't offend me. Just whatever, that's just pastor, whatever. Look at James 1. How do I know that Jesus was not operating like God? Because, I mean, you said this for 3 Sundays in a row. Now, do y'all realize for 3 Sundays in a row, we've been doing the same sermon, but it doesn't quite sound like it, does it? For 3 Sundays in a row, we've been doing the same sermon, just milking it out just a little bit more and doing what needs to be done. That's amazing to me. How people want to hear different sermons all the time, and we've been stuck on this one sermon for the last 3 weeks and still getting stuff. Wonder how much we've missed in our attempt to want something new. Look at verse 13. Read it out loud. Ready? Read. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. All right. Can God be tempted? Are you sure? You know, if God could be tempted, he wouldn't be perfect, because that means he's tempted with something to be added on to him. Can God be tempted? Well, how do I know that Jesus was not operating like God? Well, go to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 16. Let's read 16 through 18. Ready? Read. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him... Who took on him the seed of Abraham? Jesus. Now, notice, if you be Christ, then are you. And he took on the seed of... So he's just like... We just alike. You see that? He was made like unto man. Verse 17. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. Here's Jesus referring to us as his brethren. Come on. That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.